Hey guys, Will Durst here with your brand new, long-range, highly speculative, freshly updated, totally indispensable 2016 presidential campaign alert. You can feel the anticipation swelling into full bloat as the race for the White House looms right around the corner. Okay, maybe it's a wide corner. But still, what else you got going on? The upcoming Arkansas gubernatorial election? Come on, Arkansas goober, isn't that a bit redundant? Like saying Hollywood facade, or New York attitude, or North Dakota drowsy. Thing is, with an incumbent president termed out, the competitive action on both sides of the aisle promises to be crazier than Norman Bates on acid, stuffed into a steamer trunk on high seas. And while Democrats seem content to hurtle headlong down the path of least resistance to some sort of poorly remembered Clintonian soft landing, on the GOP side, the road's going to be much rockier, with immense, immovable obstacles to be negotiated. And we're not just talking about Chris Christie, either. This is about identity. Party purity versus pragmatism. The threats of boycotts and government shutdowns and distractions over dual citizenships have already filled the air, making it impossible thus far for individual candidates to gain any traction. Factor in further slippage from all the mud being tossed at each other by feuding frontrunners Chris Christie and Rand Paul, and it's a miracle anybody is still standing. Desperate to throw a positive spin onto things, Reince Priebus, the chair of the RNC, says these debates are good for the party. But to call these barbed attacks debates is like calling a sledgehammer the finger massage. Obviously, this war is just getting started and seems destined to culminate in nothing less than a fight for the very heart and soul of the Republican Party. Although, admittedly, many folks would argue that neither one of those objects actually exists. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.